Patty's Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle. Mason back here in the 92.1 Eagle studio hanging with my man Caleb Ferry, drummer for Brutal Republic. And you guys have got some scholarships going on. We just talked about it a little bit ago.
Yes, sir.
And we just talked about Nurse Becky and her nursing scholarship. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is Jeremy Caldera.
Yep.
And his art scholarship. Now, what can you tell us about Jeremy?
The guy was just awesome. Super, super, like, super into music. Huge music lover. Constantly, like, anytime you went in and got tattooed by that guy, like, it was just, you were jamming the whole time. It was awesome.
I didn't personally know him that well. I had met him a couple times. And I recall, actually, the first time I met him, because I was wearing a Bad Religion t-shirt. He's like, oh, dude, I love that band.
Yeah, that triggered him.
Yeah, and we just, you know, and we just started talking about punk rock there for a bit.
Yeah, he's a huge punk rocker for sure.
But art scholarship because he was a tattoo artist.
Yep.
And how many tattoos did he do of yours?
He did both of my sleeves, my chest, like all but three pretty much. Like I think I've got like three tattoos. And you aren't his work.
And you've got quite a few tattoos on it.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a collector.
he was at Crave for quite a while.
Yep.
And didn't he end up opening up his own shop as well?
He had opened a shop shortly before his passing called Wild at Heart.
Cool. So, yeah, Wild at Heart. But, yeah, Crave for several years.
Yep, for a long time.
And he was an implant to Fort Dodge. He wasn't originally from here, was he?
From Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yep.
He came in. He brought some style. That's for sure,
dude. He was slinging some ink, man. That's for sure.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, very good. I think it's awesome. Yeah, it was 10 years. Over 10 years, he worked at Crave, and I think it's super cool that it's going towards an art scholarship, and that you guys, Brutal Republic, the ones that put this together, along with the Fort Dodge Fine Arts Association.
Yep.
Very cool of them to help out as well.
Yeah, they're a great partner to have, that's for sure.
You can actually find links to donate to all these scholarships that we're talking about at their Facebook page, their website, also Brutal Republic. Patty's Pub, our sponsor, has posted them, and we'll even post them on our page 92.1 The Eagle. And we'll talk more about other ways you can donate, like if you don't do the online thing, writing checks and whatnot.
Yep.
But let's talk about the other scholarships here in a bit and get back to the tunes. 92.1 The Eagle, it's the Regional Rock Hour.